This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 970. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call in your question at 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Now, if you're wondering, why should I bother sending this guy a question? What does he really know? Is doctor just a nickname that he calls himself? No, I actually do have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist in the American College of Sports Medicine. When I'm not doing this podcast, I'm actually full-time faculty within the California State University system. I've published research, presented at national conferences, and have been featured in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all things I talk about on this show: nutrition, stress management, exercise science. And I so appreciate you sending in your questions. I love listening to and answering them. So with that, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hello, my question is, does topical CBD work? And if so, what are the best uses for it? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, caller. I happen to be reading an article on this topic through a mainstream media outlet. And in the article, a university researcher that specialized in immunology was quoted as saying that CBD, when applied topically, which means directly on the skin, may relieve pain temporarily. But I couldn't just take his word for it. This is because he came to this conclusion after conducting a study with the financial help of, guess what, a company that manufactures topical CBD oils. So whenever that happens, we need to dig a little deeper and see if there are other published studies that show any benefit. And ideally, these are studies that have not been funded by the CBD oil industry. Now, I should mention that CBD stands for cannabidiol. And yes, it is a member of the same family of cannabis plants as marijuana. But any topical CBD products that are available for purchase have a limited amount of THC, or tetrahydrocannabinol. THC is the chemical compound responsible for the psychoactive effects, or high, that many feel when consuming marijuana. But again, topical CBD products have negligible amounts of THC, usually at or below 0.3%. So without high concentrations of THC, we don't need to worry about the psychoactive side effects of using topical CBD products. So the question is, do they actually provide any relief? Well, what's interesting is that, first, we know that when applied to the skin, CBD is unlikely to get into our bloodstream. So then, if it doesn't get into the bloodstream, how can it possibly relieve pain? I mean, when we think about other topical remedies for pain relief, they usually involve cold or heat. Those are sensations that we can actually feel on our skin. But other pain relief measures, like taking Tylenol or Advil, have to be taken orally in order for us to feel any relief. But what scientists have discovered is that we have specific receptors on our skin that respond to CBD. These are called, surprise, surprise, cannabinoid receptors. So it's like our skin is prepared to receive CBD and other compounds that look chemically like it. Theoretically, what happens is when CBD oil is applied to the skin, it may reduce inflammation in that specific area of the body. And that's again because we have receptors for CBD. Now remember, inflammation means the body is stressed. It's fighting something. When part of the body is stressed or in this fight mode, pain can be a result. So in theory, CBD oil tells the body to chill out. Now, just because this all seems to make theoretical sense, it doesn't mean that these therapies will work in reality. Instead, we need to see if the research supports this idea. While most studies were performed using animals, some human trials, and not just the one I referred to at the beginning, have found that those using CBD oil typically can experience some pain relief. Unfortunately, these trials only enrolled a small number of patients and were performed in the short term. Interestingly, a large trial that recruited 3,000 patients found that products with more of the psychoactive compound THC tended to reduce symptoms the most when compared to products with no THC. So, this calls into question whether THC is the real key to pain itself. Then there's the issue of how much and how often we should be using these products. How much CBD oil do you need to apply to the skin and how often? The published studies have varied greatly here. This makes it difficult to come to any real conclusions about dosing. Some health organizations have acknowledged that it's a bit too early to know whether CBD oil, when applied to the skin, is safe or effective. In fact, the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, as well as an international group of rheumatologists, have gone on record stating that we need more studies to know for sure. So here's my bottom line. If it's not illegal and not harming you, then feel free to give it a try. But there are some words of caution I have for you. CBD products may not be legal in your area. Check your state's government website to know for sure. Next, check with your doctor to be sure they're on board with you using it. If they say it's okay, then ask your doctor whether you should purchase CBD isolate or a full spectrum CBD oil. This is because isolates may require a higher dose than full spectrum oils. But depending on your health history, you may require a lower dose to begin with. So that's why it's important to check with your doctor. So at this point, if you haven't run into any barriers yet, and your doctor has said whether you should use CBD isolate or a full spectrum version of the oil, the next step then is to make sure you buy a quality product. In the US, products made from CBD are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. So we run into the same problem we do with other supplements sold on the market. Quality and purity can be a concern. So make sure that the product has been evaluated by an independent third party for quality and purity. Don't just trust the company to tell you that it has been evaluated. You can actually ask the CBD oil manufacturer for a certificate of authenticity, or you can check consumerlab.com to see if they have done their own analysis. And so at this point, if you've gotten the green light and you've found a product that meets quality and purity standards, then follow the product's or your doctor's dosing guidelines. Be careful. As you use it, monitor how you feel and whether the pain is actually going away or whether there are any unintended side effects that might be popping up. If it seems to be providing you with some relief and there are no unintended side effects, then you should be okay. Just be sure to give your doctor status updates every now and then.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Thank you so much again for the question, caller. You'll be entered into a very small raffle on the first of every month to win a book. And if you want to submit a question, you can call it in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you could submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. That'll let you record your question, listen back to it, and then submit it to us. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. Have a very safe and healthy weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.